You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the Irish Racing Podcast again here at William Hill on Friday the 23rd of February. Andy Holding looking at another 8-race programme, as is the tradition on a Friday at Dundalk. We've got plenty of decent action there for you tonight. The highlight coming in the shape of the 6:30, that handicap over a mile, in which several of these have already contested several of these races so far this season, the Lockhorns yet again. The last three or four races, all very competitive-looking handicaps with maximum fields going to post. So punting, as ever, here this evening won't be easy. However, we do have what looks a good opportunity in the first race at 5:30 in the shape of 6 Silver Lane, who's pretty much a standing dish in these kind of events. He often makes the running. He's fairly reliable, as his form figure suggests. And given that most of his rivals coming here in not particularly strong shape, other than Settle for Red or Rosenberg Rider, this should turn out to be fairly straightforward for John Fiend's Charge. He finished second last time out behind Catchy Lass when racing very, very freely in the lead in the hands of a £10 claimer. And Danny Sheehy takes over tonight, and Danny's ridden this fella before. Good run the time before as well, when runner-up behind the in-form Reckless Lad. And a reproduction of that performance should see this 10-year-old make all the running and notch another win on his bedpost here at Dundalk.
Race 2.
On to the 6 o'clock. And not a particularly competitive-looking maiden, and it provides a good opportunity, dare I say, for Dream Point to get off the mark at the third time of asking. She's already shown plenty of promise and encouragement in her first two starts. First of all, over this course and distance behind Mickey Helfand's Adelia. And then she went to Lingfield the other day, nicely backed, and finished third in what's turned out, or I think will turn out, to be a very good filly's maiden, won by Calandra from the Godolphin barn. Abel was the more fancied of the two Joseph O'Brien horses that afternoon. But given that the way this horse finished off a race, I think she's the better long-term project. And even though she's dropping back in trip tonight to a mile, I do think she'll have way too much class for this field. So Dream Point, quite a confident vote there in the second.
Race number 3.
On to the first of the competitive handicaps, and without a shadow of a doubt, the best race on the card by quite a considerable margin. John S. is really going to be popular here because he's very much an all-weather Dundalk specialist, and he proved that when winning here for the second time. When last shipping up at the Irish all-weather venue on the 2nd of February, when he won in pretty convincing fashion in what was a very strongly run race set up by Togerville. In the end, this horse managed to get the better of the grey in the closing stages. But given that he was going on very strong at the finish, and he'd run well previously the time before over tonight's course and distance behind Secret Wizard, there's every chance that he can get off the mark over a mile here for the first time in this 6:30. Of the rest, well, Red Avenger looks the obvious danger on paper. He travels really strongly in his races. And the only slight question is, has he really got the sort of heart and the resolution to put it to bed? Because I thought as though he should have won the other day behind Reckless Lad. He comes sidling up to the lead, but he didn't find much for pressure in the latter stages. So, if you like, the jury's a little bit out on that fella at the moment. Reckless Lad bound to go well. I do think Beach Bar is bound to run a bit better than he did the last day, because he was stuck out wide and he was very keen in the hands of Wayne Lorden. But John S, very, very solid there down the front end of the market in race number 3.
Race 4.
On to the 7 o'clock then, and Havana Go is bound to attract plenty of attention here, having caught the eye on its first two starts here at Dundalk. But around about 7 or 4, I'd probably readily pass over David Marnane's Charge in favour of Noble Kingsway from the Keith Clark stable. Similar to the favourite, he's shaped pretty well on a couple of runs here at Dundalk, and that run behind Joseph O'Brien's Downdraft here last time out with quite a good time figure race should be good enough to at least see him in the frame here this evening. Now, it's obviously a little bit of a question mark whether he'll get the trip, but his two performances when he's been placed over 6 furlongs beyond good competition in good speed figures suggest that he shouldn't have any too many problems with the extra furlong tonight. And if that's the case, well then, he should reward each way support at 13-2 there in race 4.
Race 5.
On to a very competitive 0-65 7 furlong handicap coming up at 7:30. Blues Breaker has been in really good form of late. Unfortunately, he's drawn the coffin box right out on the outside on the wing. So that leads me to go a little bit further down the pecking order on the draw and nominate 3 Majors as the each-way alternative against him. Anthony McCann's Charge managed to win here a couple of starts ago, beating a couple of in-form horses, Delegating and the subsequent winner, Pari Passu. And he went to Wolverhampton full of confidence that he could repeat the doubts. But unfortunately, the apprentice who rode him on that occasion got up into an unnecessary joust for the lead going into the first bend. He was 5 deep and he then proceeded to drill this horse all the way down the back straight, never gave him any peace, and it was quite clear that he was never going to get home, this horse. And in the end, that was very much the case. Albeit he did keep on quite willingly, considering how much petrol he burnt out to finish at least a creditable fourth. Much better drawn tonight and back in the hands of a more accomplished professional jockey, Ronan Whelan. One would imagine that this horse will break cleanly from the inside, get a good position and certainly make himself competitive down the straight. Whether he's good enough to beat the likes of Booze Breaker and Boxer Dunford, who of course comes in good form, he's open to question. But I do think at the very least he should be there or thereabouts. And at 15-2, I think 3 Majors represents a decent each way bet there in race 5.
Race number 6.
On to race 6 then, the 8 o'clock, and again another very competitive looking affair for the 3-year-olds. And Patrick Joseph stands out like a sore thumb in this race. It really isn't a particularly strong race, and he's only got to repeat his last 2 runs in much better company than this to be considered as the most likely winner here. He could have done with a better draw in stall 10, and of course he is dropping back to 6 furlongs, but he's a nice type this, and that run behind Palace Garden War Hero is simply that by far and away the best form on offer coming into this race. He was drawn 10 of 10 last time out, but once again performed really well behind Adelia and War Hero and Palavia. And that again was a very good 0-75 3-year handicap. So he's got all the form in the book. He's a really nice type, and hopefully David Marnane's horse will get off the mark at the 6th time of asking here this evening.
Race 7.
On to the 8:30, and once again, yours truly tips an Anthony McCann trained individual in the shape of Temasek Star, who I thought was a bit unlucky at Wolverhampton last time out when sent off a strong 4-1 second favourite. But unfortunately, stall 1 ended up being a bit of a nightmare for him because he got stuck on the inside as the eventual winner, Great Return, went happily round the outside. And albeit this horse got eventually going to at least salvage something from the wreckage and finish second, unfortunately the die was cast. He's got a much better, well, even say he's got a much better draw, but hopefully tonight he'll get a much better run through, let's say, in the hands of Sean Corby. And don't forget, this horse has got fantastic form here at Dundalk over many seasons, over 1.5 miles, which I think is his ideal trip. Yes, there are 1 or 2 horses up against him tonight who are coming in good form, such as Easy Boy and New Life, who ran well here the last day behind California Lad. But I do think Temasek Star represents good each way value at round about 5-1 this morning.
And the final race.
On to the 9 o'clock then, and once again we conclude with a very competitive staying handicap. There's plenty of here coming in good nick, I would imagine, that carried from his outside stall or try to get over and across and force the issue, along with California Lad, who also likes the lead. And we've also got Charger to make sure it's a very good pace. And if that is the case, then it should set up nicely for the improving Nimitz. This horse has always caught my eye. He's always been a horse that I've had a little bit of an affection for, and it didn't surprise me in the slightest that he managed to win last time out, albeit I didn't select him. He's got a smooth travelling, easy way going about him, good high cruising speed, and this race should really tee up quite nicely for him tonight, because Declan McDonagh's got a perfect opportunity to sidle around from the inside in stall one, get him plenty of cover, get him switched off. And sometimes this horse, who hasn't failed to deliver the goods in the latter stages, hopefully tonight will at least have enough energy preserved to be a potent threat down the straight. All in all, I can't see him not running well here tonight, Nimitz. And as plenty of these horses tonight I've nominated look each fair each way bets this morning, he also fits into that category around about 5-1 this morning. Okay, that's it. Thanks very much for the your attention when I'm doing this Irish Racing podcast here this evening. Hopefully you can join me again for Sunday's preview, where we're taking a look at an 8-race jumps programme at night, of course, weather permitting, because we are in for a little bit of a cold snap in the next few days. Okay, until then, it's goodbye for me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.